Our first reading this morning is taken from a letter that Paul wrote to the early Christian community in Colossae. So it's from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Or still another said, 'I have just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the disabled, the blind and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.' This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There was a king, a really generous and kind and compassionate man. And he loved his subjects, he loved his countrymen. So much so, he wanted to invite them to a very special celebration, a very special party. He got so excited. And he was such a kind of man that you'd really want to be in his presence. He was quite a heavenly person and really caring, so people surely would be excited to come and share in this feast day. So he got everything ready. He told all his servants, get ready. We're going to have this amazing party. Take out all these invitations to all the people I know. Encourage them to come. I'm so looking forward to it. He ticked the day off in his calendar, finally got to the day of the party, and he went and put balloons on the entranceway to his kingdom. Everyone would see the balloons and know there was a party. He found banners everywhere to say, here, there's a party here, come along in. He got more and more excited, and he planned sumptuous food and wonderful wine and hospitality and entertainment. He was beside himself with joy. On the day, he's got his servants all to wear a party hat. And there he was. And he got them all one of these. I'll try another. That's not much good. Anyway, he failed a little with the whistles, but never mind. The balloons were there. The banners were out, the hats were on, and he knew any minute the doors to the wonderful banqueting hall would be open and you'd smell the sumptuous food and you'd taste the wonderful wine and you'd have such an amazing time. So excited was he that he stood at the gates ready. He was really ready and waited a little bit longer, you know what people are like, are getting ready. And he looked in the distance. And he waited, and he waited, and he called his servants and said, those people you gave invitations to, could you not go out there and remind them? Well, they said, actually, some of the invitations did come back. You might want to read them. So he opened them quickly. Sorry, I'm not coming today. I've purchased some land, and I need to see it. Sorry, my apologies. I can't be there. I brought some new oxen and I need to train them in. And from another, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it. I've just got married. Obviously under the thumb. And then he found some more. And here's one that he found. And this is from John. John, are you up there? And John said, thank you for the invitation. Sorry, I can't come. I'm at the signal box in St. Albans. And strangely enough, there was one from Joe. And strangely enough, Joe isn't here this morning. Sorry, can't make the feast. I'm up the van. For those that don't know, she's got a caravan which she loves to visit. And finally, there's the last one here. And this is from Len and Jane. Sorry, we will not be there. Still packing. And he was disappointed and he was sad. You must know what it's like, Elizabeth, to prepare for a big celebration and send out all the invites and then people don't turn up. But they have in your case. So he said to his servants, I've got a wonderful idea. Take this message of an invitation, take it out to the byways and the lanes and the towns beyond this town. Invite the poor, the lonely, those who might not eat today. Invite the refugee, those who are sad, disorientated and lost. Gather them in. And the servants did. And he gathered them all in. And I'd like you all to stand up, please. Because there was still room in the banqueting hall. So the king said, go out again even further than the people I know. All those people out there that I haven't reached yet, give them the message that they are invited to an amazing and wonderful banquet. And they came. Look at them all. They filled the whole banqueting hall. There wasn't enough chairs. He had to use the gallery to fit people up there. The whole kingdom was full. And it was full of love and joy. And in this invitation, the king, and I'm telling you now, the crux of this story is the king was God, says with this invitation comes a gift of salvation and a welcome in heaven for you. And were they pleased that they all turned up? And those that let down the invitation and didn't come, sadly missed out. Amen. Please sit or kneel for our prayers. Let us pray. Father God, today we have witnessed Poppy Jane's baptism, and we all promise to support her on her journey of faith, a journey that begins today and will continue all her life. Lord, in the rush and bustle of work and family life, help us to find some quiet times so that we can be aware of your presence. Open our hearts to your love. Open our eyes to see you in the world. Open our ears to hear you speak to us, calling us, inviting us to get to know you better. Loving Lord, we ask for your blessing on Elizabeth and Aaron, so that through their example, they can show Poppy Jane their love, their guidance, their support and their prayers. May Elizabeth and Aaron's home with Poppy Jane be a place of security, gentleness and fun. We thank you, Lord, that Poppy Jane is loved by Elizabeth and Aaron. And as the school summer holidays start, we pray for children who rarely see their parents and for children who lack affection from their parents. Lord God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to bless and guide Kevin, Liam and Jade, so that by their prayers and their example, they are able to encourage and nurture their goddaughter Poppy Jane to come to know you and grow in faith and in time come to confirmation. Today we think of those family and friends who are unable to be here. Healing God, bless all those facing difficult times. And we pray for those who are unwell. We also pray for loved ones who have died and those whose anniversary of death occurs around this time. And today we especially remember with love and thanksgiving Elizabeth's Auntie Jane and Aaron's granddad Freddie and the special place they have in their family's hearts. We thank you, Lord, that we are part of the community of London Coney. And this week we ask for your blessing especially on those who live in Toby Close and Tynedale. May we here at St Peter's be a welcoming church that reflects your love and your invitation to all people, family, friend and stranger. We pray for churches around the world who struggle because of opposition, and we pray for those people who are persecuted for being Christians. As uncertainty about Brexit issues continue, we ask you to strengthen and guide all who have power and responsibility of leadership, all who are in positions of trust and in places of authority, and all who make decisions concerning our future. Lord God, in you we live and move and have our being, for we are all your children and you are not far from any one of us. Give us faith to see your guiding hand in all things, and help us to trust in the love you have for us. We ask these things through your Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.